Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've got a couple of events coming up at the Cass County Extension Office next week, and I wanted to let folks know about those. First of all, if you've got kids in kindergarten through third grade that will not be in school on Monday the 19th, we have a Clover Kids Fun Day planned from noon to 4 p.m. Youth in grades K through 3 will be able to have fun, play some games, make crafts, have a snack, all while learning about different project areas and areas of the Clover Kids program, such as how we can use our heads, hands, heart, and health to be better citizens. For more information or to register your child for the Clover Kids Fun Day, you can call the Cass County Extension Office, 712-243-1132. There is no charge for youth to attend, but they must be pre-registered. Also, the next day, on Tuesday, the 20th of January, Cass County Extension is one of the host sites for the statewide Crop Advantage Series. This is a statewide program focusing on crop knowledge for farmers to help improve yields and crop decisions in the next crop year. The one at the Atlantic site will again be held Tuesday, January 20th at the Cass County Community Center. Registration opens at 8 a.m. with the first presentation starting at 8:30 on farm bill decision making. Other programs scheduled for the morning include management of water hemp and Palmer amaranth, planter attachments, and sudden death syndrome and northern cornleaf blight. There will be lunch provided, and in the afternoon we will cover topics including cover crops and nutrient management, deciphering maturity and date of planting influence on yield potential, and we'll finish out the day with an optional private pesticide applicator continuing instruction course. Folks interested in receiving their private pesticide applicator certification at this meeting must be there for the entire day. It is not a separate course at the end of the day beginning at 2:45. It is a course that is an add-on for folks who are attending for the entire day. Again, if you have any questions about that, you're welcome to call our office. We also, if you would like to pre-register for the Crop Advantage Series meeting, you can do that online as the ISU Ag and Natural Resources Department is sponsoring this. You can also pay at the door on the morning of the event. As the early registration deadline is passed, the fee at the door or online will be $60 for the entire day, including meals, snacks, and all materials for the day. There will be a proceedings booklet provided to all registered participants as well. Again, for more information, you can give us a call, 712-243-1132. There is also a link in the events section on the Cass County Extension website, or you can just go on the ISU website and search Crop Advantage for a list and itinerary of all the Crop Advantage sites around Iowa, including the Atlantic location, as well as a link to the online registration portal where you can pre-register for that event coming up next Tuesday, January 20th. That's the Crop Advantage Series happening in Atlantic. And finally, as we get into winter, one of the questions we often get in the office is taking care of indoor plants. The Extension horticulture experts answer some questions about common issues we see with those indoor houseplants in the latest edition of the Yard and Garden column this week on the Extension website. One common indoor plant is the fig tree, and folks always become concerned around midwinter when that fig tree starts to lose some of its leaves. First of all, this is not immediately a cause for concern. There are several contributing factors, and it's usually not a fatal condition to the tree. First of all, just remember that environmental conditions indoors during the winter months are not ideal. There are lower light levels due to the shorter day length, often cold drafts, very low relative humidities, and other environmental factors that combined can be very stressful to plants. This condition causes figs and other houseplants to shed leaves in winter. Good consistent care during these winter months should help keep leaf drop to a minimum. Correcting many of those conditions that we mentioned is a good place to start. Fig trees do prefer brightly lit sites near windows. East and west windows often are best. Make sure the plant is kept away from cold drafts or heat sources, including checking to see how close the fig tree is in proximity to a heat vent or other radiant heating source. When you're watering a fig tree, continue to apply water until it flows out the bottom of the pot, then discard the excess water so the roots are not standing in moisture. Allow the soil surface to dry to the touch before watering the tree again. Figs, like most houseplants, do not need to be fertilized during the winter months as they are not actively growing during this time period. If you have African violets indoors, again, maybe they're not receiving adequate light if they're not blooming well during the winter months. The proper amount of light is essential for a good bloom. Generally, windows with north or east exposures are best for African violets. However, if these are not possible, they also perform well under fluorescent lights. You suspend the fluorescent lights 8 to 10 inches above the plant and make sure they are lit for 12 to 16 hours per day. Excessive fertilization could also be responsible for poor bloom, so if you feel your African violets are not responding well and are fertilizing them in response, you may want to dial back the fertilization, actually. They do need to be fertilized to promote bloom, however, excessive fertilization leads to very vigorous leaf growth and poor flowering. You want to use a complete water-soluble fertilizer and apply this dilute solution once every 2 weeks in spring, summer, and fall, but you may not need to fertilize at all during the winter months, as again, the growth cycle of that plant slows down. For more on this column and other common houseplant questions in the winter or any time, you can find the Yard and Garden column on the ISU Extension website. You can also look up the Frequently Asked Questions section for Yard and Garden and find a wealth of resources for many gardening topics, including houseplants. As always, for more information on anything we've discussed during this program or upcoming events happening through Cass County Extension, you can find us online anytime, follow us on Facebook for updates, give us a call during our office hours, 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. That number is 712-243-1132. You can also stop by our office at 805 West 10th Street, right on the Cass County Fairgrounds. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.